Chapter 9. Honoring the Dead. Day after day, day after day, we stuck, nor breath nor motion, as idle as a painted ship upon a painted ocean. From the Rhyme of the Ancient Starfarer by the Bard Colrit. 23 legionaries comprised Numion's company, himself included. It was barely more than 2 squads. The majority were salamanders, mainly line troopers, with a few pyroclasts, as well as him and Leodrak from the Pyre Guard. A pair of raptors and Codicia Hriak represented the ravens, and of the Iron Hands Legion there were only Domardus and Pergellan. Ever since the evacuation from the Istvan killing fields, there had been no contact with any other legion force. Their vessel, the Fire Ark, had been badly damaged in the exodus from Istvan V. Some weapon systems were still functional, though these were insufficient to last long against a fully operational ship of the same caliber. Life support, power for lighting on certain decks, the engines and warp drive still worked, albeit at a reduced and unreliable capacity. Communications were another matter, however. Shipboard vox worked well enough, but long-distance augurs and the sensorium arrays were beyond repair and use. Even ship-to-surface vox was extremely patchy. Captain Halder had achieved the near impossible in effecting a successful escape, but they had limped on ever since and knew nothing of the Greater War, or even if there was a Greater War. For all they knew, everyone was dead and Horus had won. Numion refused to believe that, just as he refused to believe that Vulcan had died along with Lord Manus. He hadn't seen the Primarch fall, but the news from their fellow survivors who had was as compelling as it was grim. They fought on, hoping that others did too. In the vehicle yard, his broken company were currently stood down. Some were sitting on storage crates, checking weapons, aligning targeters, or reloading. He recognized Dakar Rai, Kagosi, and Uzak huddled around a fire. The 3 salamanders weren't keeping warm. They were speaking oaths and blackening their gauntlets in the flames to seal each pact. More than ever, the different legionaries fell back on their native rituals and customs to give them resolve and purpose. Others were less clandestine and spent their downtime making battlefield repairs on armor or testing and refocusing retinal lens resolution or running biometrics. One legionary, a salamander called Helon, was performing field surgery on one of the raptors who'd been injured when a gunship had crash-landed during planetfall. The gunship was no longer operable, but Sharka would live. Helon was not a trained apothecary, but in the absence of such a specialist, he had adapted. The Raven's rookery brother, Avis, was squatted atop an iron gantry that overlooked the yard, keeping watch. Hriak was nowhere to be seen, but Numion knew the librarian would be close by if he were needed. Leodrak had been waiting for Numion to appear and left his guarded conversation with Kronor to go and speak with him. "Pyre, Captain," he said, crafting a small bow. "How fares our prisoner?"
"He lives, no thanks to you."
Leodrak had removed his battle helm. It was sitting in the crook of his arm, so Numion saw him lower his eyes at the mild reprimand from his captain.
"You have heard Pergellan's news," he offered, changing the subject.
"I have."
Leodrak smiled coldly.
"I wished for this moment. We will finally get our deserved revenge."
"We are leaving, Leo."
"What?"
"We can't stay here. Not now our enemies have learned of us."
"What does it change? Let them come. We shall be waiting."
He clenched his fist in emphasis.
"No, brother, we won't be. They have many times our numbers. This place is hardly a fortress. We could not hold it against an army. And besides, we did not come here to die a vainglorious death."
Leodrak stepped forwards, prompting Numion to do the same, until their breastplates almost touched.
"Yes, brother?"
asked Numion levelly, breathing in the scent of hot ash drifting from Leodrak's mouth. For a moment, Leodrak looked as if he were about to say or do something foolish. Numion had to remind himself that Pyre Guard were not like other salamanders. They were forged of a fierce, independent spirit. It was how Vulcan had shaped them.
"I have Scar's blood on my hands,"
Leodrak whispered, but backed down.
"Literally, brother."
In the face of his brother's grief, Numion relented. He gripped Leo's shoulder guard, as Pergellan had done for him.
"I know, Leo. I was there."
Numion glanced down at the vambrace and gauntlet on Leodrak's left arm and hand. It was still stained with Skatarvar's blood.
"Then tell me, what else other than revenge are we fighting for?"
"A greater purpose."
"What purpose? To kill a cleric and achieve what?"
"No, not just that. I am talking about the 18th, the Legion."
"There is no Legion, Artellus."
Leodrak gestured agitatedly behind him. "We are all that remains." Numion saw the anger and doubt in Leodrak's eyes. He'd seen it mirrored in his own many times since their escape. Something else filled them now, though. Hope.
"Vulcan lives,"
Numion said. Sighing ruefully, Leodrak shook his head. A little mirthless laugh passed his lips.
"This again. He's dead, Numion. He died on Istvan, like Ferus Manus. Vulcan is gone."
Numion's eyes narrowed with certainty.
"He lives."
"How do you know?"
"I feel it,"
said Numion, tapping two fingers against his left breast.
"In here."
"I want it to be true, brother. I want it more than anything. But he's dead. So is Scar. So are all of them. We are the only salamanders that now live, and I would rather die in vainglory, killing our betrayers and those that murdered our kin in cold blood, than wither away and run like cowards."
Leodrak walked away. Numion let him go, having no argument with which to recall him. Belief and the desperate testimony of an already proven liar were no grounds to convince anyone of proof of life.
"Not like him to lose his temper,"
said Domados, having just come from where they had been keeping the prisoner. He came into step beside Numion. Numion looked at him askance.
"Are you sure you're 10th Legion?"
"My overly augmenticized appearance suggests otherwise."
"Your sarcasm does."
"We all have our coping mechanisms, brother captain."
"Seems Leodrax is rage,"
Numion murmured, watching the other salamander storm out of the vehicle yard and into the city street beyond.
"He would not be alone."
"Aye, a fact of which I'm all too aware, Domados."
"Then let us put these warriors to purpose. Pergellan informs me we are striking camp